This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Call it a sign of the season. The city DOT giving restaurants the green light now to start putting up their outdoor dining sheds. Let's get more on that from our Glenn Shuck.
And good morning. Yes, spring is here. Dining NYC returning April 1st. That's 2,600 establishments have approval now to operate either on the roadway or the sidewalk. And the setup begins today for many, including a PS Kitchen here off of Times Square.
We're excited for it. I mean, for us, it's like really just having an extra dining room. You know, we're going to be able to have another maybe 8 to 10 tables outside. And it's like adding another small part of dining where, you know, we can support it from our kitchen.
That's the general manager, Jeff Lapadula, although he says the process of getting all this approved, he calls exhausting with a lot of red tape.
It'll probably help us even more this year because, like I said, a lot of restaurants did not apply. So there's going to be a lot less places with outdoor dining. So the ones that do have it are probably going to stand out a little bit more.
And now we just need the weather to cooperate. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM, here on West 48th Street.
We now have the cause of death for the teenage son of former New York Yankee Brett Gardner. The coroner in Costa Rica says the 14-year-old died from asphyxiation after he apparently got sick from something he had eaten. Well, the family said Miller Gardner had died in his sleep after he'd fallen ill while on vacation. Officials say the cause of death is still preliminary and that they're awaiting more test results, including toxicology. So how's the mayor's plan to tackle the mental health crisis in New York City going? It depends who you ask. The city council has been taking a look.
A lack of data, racial disparities, and a general failure to provide care are some of the things the city council found. Mayor Adams says getting people off the streets is easier said than done.
You don't just walk up to them and say, listen, did you take your medication today? Hey, we want to bring you inside the hospital. That is just not how it is. There needs to be a transition to independent living, and we've been doing that with a supportive housing.
He's trying to get more power from the state to make the program run smoother, but the council is pushing for other more community-based solutions they say are underfunded. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
It is 20 years behind bars for the Upper West Side woman convicted of beating her teenage cousin to death. 15-year-old Jalen McConney, who had special needs, including autism, had been staying with Johnette Booker in her West 94th Street apartment for about a month, during which prosecutors say he was physically and emotionally tortured, forced to sleep on the floor, and do hours of strenuous exercise. In 2021, the Daily News reported that Jalen's brother told police the fatal beating came after Jalen had interrupted him while he was watching Netflix. The brother is also charged. He is awaiting trial. The Trump administration now offering up fraud is another reason for wanting to deport Mahmoud Khalil. In recent court filings, officials said he failed to disclose on his green card application that his employment by the Syria office at the British Embassy in Beirut went beyond 2022 and that he was what officials described as a political affairs officer in 2023 for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. The law firm representing Khalil called the additional charges completely meritless. The fight over the Elizabeth Street Garden may be coming to an end.
We still have hope. You know, we're still doing everything we can. whether it's legally, politically, everything we can, because we know that it's, you know, day by day right now.
That's the executive director of the Garden in Nolita, who talked to NBC4 after a judge last week ruled in favor of the city, which wants to build affordable housing for seniors on this city-owned property. The reality now setting in for the locals.
This is like one of the only green spaces in this area, and it's very tragic what's happening.
Especially right around spring, it's going to be hard, I think, for the neighborhood.
The Garden has filed an appeal of the most recent ruling, but word is the eviction notice would likely kick in at the end of the month. Mayor Adams looking to put to bed any questions about his reelection campaign.
I'm going to be running as a Democrat. I say this over and over again, and we will map out our plan when time is fitting. But I'm running as a Democrat.
The mayor was asked about it after he skipped two candidates' forums, and he told reporters,
"Give me your definition of campaigning. Going to houses of worship? I do that. Going to town hall meetings? I do that. Going into the streets and shake hands with people? I do that. Kiss babies? I do that."
The mayor also took aim at former Governor Andrew Cuomo for what he called tightly controlled appearances. There is a special election today in Brooklyn. This is to fill the council seat left vacant by Kalman Yeager, who was elected to the state assembly. The candidates are conservative Democratic State Senator Simca Felder and pro-Trump businessman Heshy Tischler. The 44th district includes parts of Borough Park, Sunset Park, Gravesend, and Midwood. The MTA board now responding to comments from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who called on Governor Hochul to clean up the subways and send in law enforcement to kick out the homeless and get rid of drugs. For one thing, they note that the latest NYPD numbers show crime is mostly down in all major categories compared to last year. Board member Samuel Chu.
I think we're doing a great job. I think we've had to respond to a lot of conditions that were unprecedented, which is kind of the history of the NYPD and the MTA. We've always had to deal with the system kept running, and I think we're clearly getting safer.
He adds that he thinks there's a better use of time for the secretary than coming after both the MTA and NYPD before Duffy actually looks at the data.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.